بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويا قوم ما لي أدعوكم إلى النجاة وتدعونني إلى النار.
Verse number 41. O people, why is it that I call you towards salvation from loss in the worldly life and the hereafter by bringing faith in Allah and good actions, but you call me to enter the fire by asking me to disbelieve in Allah and disobey Him?
تدعونني لأكفر بالله وأشرك به ما ليس لي به علم وأنا أدعوكم إلى العزيز الغفار.
Verse number 42. You are calling me to your falsehood in the hope that I disbelieve in Allah and worship alongside Him others, the truth of which I have no knowledge of, and I am calling you to have faith in Allah, the mighty whom nobody can overpower, the prevailing who has subdued everything.
لا جرم أنما تدعونني إليه ليس له دعوة في الدنيا ولا في الآخرة وأنما ردنا إلى الله وَأَنَّمَا رَدَّنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ هُمْ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ.
Verse number 43. Truly, what you call me to have faith in and obey is not fit to be called to in this world or the hereafter, nor does it respond to whoever calls upon it. The return of us all is to Allah alone, and those who transgress in disbelief and sins are the people of the fire who will enter it forever on the Day of Judgment.
فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ.
Verse number 44. But they rejected his advice, and so he said, "You will remember the advice I gave you, and you will regret not accepting it. And I entrust all my affairs over to Allah alone. Allah is seeing of his servants, nothing of their actions is hidden from him."
فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا وَحَاقَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ.
Verse number 45. So Allah protected him from their evil plot when they intended to kill him, and the punishment of drowning enveloped the followers of Fir'aun, as Allah destroyed him and all his armies in this world.
النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب.
Verse number 46. And after their death, they will be exposed to the fire at the beginning and end of the day. And on the Day of Judgment, it will be said, "Enter the followers of Fir'aun into the most severe and greatest punishment due to the disbelief, denial, and preventing others from Allah's way."
وَإِذْ يَتَحَاجُّونَ فِي النَّارِ فَيَقُولُ الضُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا لَكُمْ تَبَعًا فَيَقُولُ الضُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا لَكُمْ تَبَعًا فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ عَنَّا نَصِيبًا مِنَ النَّارِ.
Verse number 47. O Messenger, remember when the followers and the leaders from the people of hell will argue, So the oppressed followers will say to the arrogant leaders, "We were your followers in misguidance in the world. So are you going to relieve us of some of Allah's punishment by bearing it on our behalf?"
قال الذين استكبروا إنا كل فيها إن الله قد حكم بين العباد.
Verse number 48. The arrogant leaders will say, "We are in the fire, regardless of whether we were followers or leaders. None of us will bear a part of the punishment of the hereafter. Allah has decided between the servants, so He has given everyone the punishment they deserve."
وقال الذين في النار لخزنة جهنم ادعوا ربكم يخفف عنا يوما من العذاب.
Verse number 49. Those being punished in the fire, from the followers and leaders, will say to the keepers of hell, once they have lost hope in leaving the fire and returning to the worldly life to repent, "Call upon your Lord to lessen from us one day of this everlasting punishment." Beneficial points. 1. Faith is a means of salvation and disbelief is a means of destruction. 2. The importance of reliance upon Allah. 3. The salvation of the caller to Allah from the plots of his enemies. 4. Punishment in the transitory stage is real. 5. The disbelievers will latch on to any means which can relieve them from the fire, even for a limited time, but this will never happen.
قالوا أولم تك تأتيكم رسلكم بالبينات قالوا بلى قالوا فادعوا وما دعاء الكافرين إلا في ضلال.
Verse number 50. The keepers of hell will say in response to the disbelievers, "Did your messengers not come to you with clear proof and evidence?" The disbelievers will say, "Indeed, they used to come to us with clear proof and evidence." The keepers will say to mock them, "You call, for we are not going to intercede for the disbelievers. But the call of the disbelievers is not but in error and waste, as it will not be accepted from them due to their disbelief." After Allah mentioned the story of Fir'aun and the outcome of his and his followers' affairs in this world and the hereafter, He mentioned the matter of the messenger and the believers, and the help they will gain in this life and the hereafter, and so He said,
إِنَّا لَنَنصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ.
Verse number 51. I will make my messengers and those who believe in what they brought victorious in this world by making their proof manifest and by supporting them against their enemies. And I shall make them victorious on the day of judgment by entering them into paradise and punishing their disputants in this world by entering them into the fire. This is after the people of truth, from the prophets, angels bear witness regarding the message being conveyed and the denial of the disbelieving nations.
يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ الظَّالِمِينَ مَعْذِرَتُهُمْ وَلَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةُ وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ.
Verse number 52. On the day when no excuse will benefit those who wronged themselves by disbelief and sin, and they will be distanced on that day from Allah's mercy, and for them is the evil abode and painful punishment.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْهُدَى وَأَوْرَثْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْكِتَابَ.
Verse number 53. And I granted Musa miracles and knowledge through which the Israelites would be guided to the truth, and I made the Torah an inherited book amongst the children of Israel. Each generation would pass on it unto the other.
هدى وذكرى لأولي الألباب.
Verse number 54. As a guidance to the true path, and a reminder to the people of sound intellect.
فاصبر إن وعد الله حق واستغفر لذنبك وسبح بحمد ربك بالعشي والإبكار.
Verse number 55. O Messenger, be patient on the denial and harm by your people which you face. Allah's promise of help and support to you is true without doubt, and seek forgiveness for your sin and glorify the praise of your Lord at the beginning and at the end of the day.
إن الذين يجادلون في آيات الله بغير سلطان أتاهم إن في صدورهم إلا كبر ما هم ببالغيه فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع البصير.
Verse number 56. Those who dispute the signs of Allah, striving to refute them without any evidence, do so only because of arrogance to it and a desire for dominance in this world. They will never achieve their goal of dominance, so hold firm, O Messenger, to Allah. It is He who is hearing to the servant's statements, seeing their actions. None of it will escape Him, and He will reward them for it.
لخلق السماوات والأرض أكبر من خلق الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
Verse number 57. The creation of the heavens and the earth and their greatness and vastness are greater than the creation of mankind. So the one who made them despite their greatness has the power to bring the dead back to life from their graves, to take them to account and reward them. But most people do not know. So they don't consider it, nor do they deem it a proof for resurrection, despite it being so clear.
وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَلَا الْمُسِيءُ قَلِيلًا مَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ.
Verse number 58. The one who cannot see and the one who can see are not equal, nor are those who have faith in Allah, accept His messengers and do good actions, equal to those who do wrong and have corrupt belief. You do not remember except a little, because if you had remembered, you would have known the difference between the two groups. So you could strive to be amongst those who have faith and did good deeds, seeking the pleasure of Allah. Beneficial points. 1. Allah's help for His messengers and the believers is an established divine practice. 2. The excuse of the oppressor on the Day of Judgment will not benefit him. 3. The importance of patience in facing falsehood. 4. The creation of the heavens and the earth proving the resurrection, because He who created that, which is great, has the power to restore to life that which is smaller.